Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Ag Commissioner Doug Goring announced Thursday that the North Dakota Emergency Commission has approved $2.5 million to reactivate the Emergency Feed Transportation Assistance Program to help reimburse a portion of hay transportation expenses for eligible livestock producers who have lost feed supplies due to the drought. Burgum, who chairs the Energy Commission, called the special meeting to address Goring's request for the program made earlier this week. The commission voted 5-0 to approve the program. Burgum, in a statement, said the widespread nature of this devastating drought is forcing North Dakota ranchers to go hundreds of miles to find hay to keep their cattle fed and maintain their herds, adding extra cost to their operations at an incredibly challenging time. Several members of Congress are asking President Joe Biden to declare a drought disaster in the western U.S. as record temperatures and wildfires hit several states hard. Democrats Joe Neguse of Colorado and Jared Huffman of California, whose districts have been hit hard by drought and wildfires, joined 31 other lawmakers in the House asking the president and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to release additional resources to help western areas faced with water cuts as supplies dwindle. In a letter, they stated there's little to no livestock feed available in the West. Farmers are considering selling their livestock or land, and many species of wildlife are suffering from wildfires and no water. For the last 2 years, the U.S. has bought more farm and food products from other countries than it sold to other nations. Will this year be a turnaround? Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
USDA analysts say that for this fiscal year, which ends September 30th, the U.S. will export $173.5 billion worth of ag products. That's a record export number. But we have
a record import number as well, too,
at $157.5 billion worth. USDA's chief economist, Seth Meyer, says, do the math, you get a U.S. ag trade surplus this year of $16 billion, the first surplus that we've had since 2018. And Meyer says for fiscal 2022, that begins October 1st,
exports expected to expand a further $4 billion while imports expanding $2 billion, kind of widening that trade balance that we have.
That surplus growing, of course, from $16 billion this year to $18 in 2022. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Growth Energy praised the introduction of the Next Generation Fuels Act, sponsored by Illinois Democrat Sherry Bustos and Republican James Comer of Kentucky. CEO Emily Score says the legislation represents a clear roadmap for the turbocharging the country's progress against climate change while offering drivers cleaner, more affordable options at the pump. This is Ag Central.